This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 21st, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Fertilizer announcement could come this week. Indian trade delegation in D.C. and Smith nomination vote postponed. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the administration is acting with urgency to bring fertilizer prices down and hinted that further steps may be announced this week. Fertilizer input costs remain a serious challenge for our farmers, Rollins wrote on X yesterday. More coming this week. Stay tuned. We won't be able to fix it overnight, but progress is happening. The administration has already taken some steps to ease price pressures. That includes easing domestic shipping requirements and loosening controls on Venezuelan fertilizer imports. Urea prices, however, are still up around 80% from the beginning of the year. The administration has been exploring multiple policy options to bring prices down. Rollins told lawmakers last week that the administration is poised to announce an initiative to use tariff revenues to strengthen domestic fertilizer supplies. In the meantime, Reuters reporting on Friday that the U.S. is mounting an initiative at the G20 to shore up fertilizer access internationally. Indian trade officials are in Washington, both sides trying to finalize the contours of a trade pact between the two countries. U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, called the talks this week, quote, a great step toward finalizing the deal. The meetings also come just days after U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer told lawmakers that the opening of the Indian market to apples is among the administration's ag priorities. The Indian media is reporting that a delegation of around a dozen officials will be in Washington, that until tomorrow. Greer was also in Mexico yesterday for meetings with counterparts there on the forthcoming U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement review. In a joint statement following the meetings, Greer and Mexican Economy Secretary Marcelo Ebrard agreed to begin the first official bilateral USMCA negotiating round the week of May 25th in Mexico City. Senate Agriculture Committee postponing a vote last night to advance Glenn Smith's nomination for USDA Secretary for Rural Development. The committee aide told AgriPulse via text the delay was because Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley would not be able to attend. Grassley said yesterday in a social media post that he had a procedure to remove gallstones over the weekend, but it would be back to the Capitol as soon as possible. No new date has been set, that according to the aide. Some 215 groups yesterday urging lawmakers to preserve a section of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act that requires financial institutions to collect data on credit for small businesses. In a letter to Congress, the groups urged lawmakers to reject, quote, a raft of legislative proposals to weaken Section 1071 of the law, arguing that the data could help shape, quote, new lending products to meet the differing needs of small businesses and farms. One such bill would delay implementation until 2031 and exempt lenders that make fewer than 2,500 loans in 2 years or have fewer than $10 billion in assets, that according to a press release from the Americans for Financial Reform, one of the groups on the letter. While we are sensitive to concerns about possible regulatory burdens faced by smaller lending institutions, it's equally important to be sensitive to the historic and persistent patterns of discrimination faced by businesses and farm loan applicants, the letter says. Congress enacted this statutory provision 15 years ago, and the government has yet to collect and publish any data because of the fierce resistance to transparency by the lending industry. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkins & Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkins & Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Fireworks, pom-poms, and confetti made for a celebratory vibe in Iowa. Corteva throwing a 100th birthday party for its Pioneer seed business in Johnson, Iowa. Pioneer Hybrid Corn Company's origins stem from experiments in hybridizing corn by former Ag Secretary and Vice President Henry Wallace. The look back comes as Indianapolis-based Corteva prepares to spin off its seed business into a separate company. Iowa officials are hopeful Corteva will headquarter the standalone seed operation at Johnson, that according to a company spokesperson. You don't have to go very far to put an idea out, to test it, to trial it, to quickly find out if there's something of value there. At the word of Iowa, Ag Secretary Mike Naig at the Corteva event yesterday, he said even in Johnson, there's a cornfield right in the middle of town, for goodness sakes. Pioneer was the first to produce hybrid corn at scale, driving an increase of almost 600% in average U.S. corn yields. The Agriculture Commodity Futures Conference, known as AgCon, will return to Overland Park, Kansas, October 22nd and 23rd, hosted by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the Risk Management Center at Kansas State University. The fourth edition of the event, quote, will allow the agency to hear directly from agriculture leaders from across the country and how we can best serve the agriculture industry. That the word of CFTC Chairman Michael Selig. The House and Senate Agriculture Committees oversee the CFTC, making the event an important convening of government officials, agribusiness leaders, and academia to discuss issues affecting America's agriculture futures markets. The 2026 event, quote, serves as an essential role in a pivotal moment for American agriculture, helping ensure that robust, effective price risk management tools remain available to support informed decision-making across the agriculture sector. That the word of Dan Moser, Eldon Gideon Dean of the College of Agriculture at Kansas State University. Here's today's final word. We encourage USTR to consider a rice-specific Section 301 investigation that focuses on many nations from across the globe engaged in unfair policies, acts, or practices damaging our domestic industry, including but not limited to India, Thailand, Vietnam, China, Brazil, and the European Union. American rice farmers can compete with any farmer anywhere in the world, provided they're on a level playing field. That in the letter of a group of 17 House Republicans led by Representative Rick Crawford of Arkansas to Greer in a letter sent yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 21st, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Nally.